Construction Site Security San Jose, 9 Ways to Stop Nighttime Theft. Why Construction Site Security San Jose matters so much right now. San Jose's growing fast. Cranes, scaffolding, and half-built towers are basically part of the skyline at this point. And to thieves? That looks like one big open-air hardware store. Across the U.S., construction sites lose an estimated $400 million to $1 billion every year to theft, mostly tools, equipment, and materials. The average incident isn't small either. Industry data often pegs it around $30,000 per hit when heavy equipment is involved. Zoom in on the South Bay, and you've got an extra lovely problem, copper theft. Santa Clara County has seen spikes in copper wire theft, damaging infrastructure and streetlights, with San Jose dealing with dark streets and expensive repairs. If thieves are willing to strip wire from public infrastructure, a dim construction site with spools of copper is well tempting. So yeah, Construction Site Security San Jose isn't a nice to have. It's directly tied to keeping your project on schedule, avoiding awkward calls with the owner about why the site is shut down today, protecting your budget, your brand, and your crew's safety, San Jose's boom, budgets, and why your site looks like a vending machine to thieves. From infill projects downtown to big medical, mixed-use, and tech-adjacent builds, there's a lot of material and equipment sitting outside overnight. Thieves don't need a complicated plan. They just need a dark corner loose or missing fencing, unlocked containers a few minutes, and a truck. If they know no one ever checks the site between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., even better. What's actually getting stolen? Tools, wire, materials, and time. The hit list is pretty predictable. Copper wire and cable ladders, generators, smaller machines, power tools and laser levels, pallets of lumber, pipe, and finishes. But the hidden loss is time. Time to file police reports, time waiting on replacement gear, time resequencing the schedule to work around missing materials. That's why a decent security plan often costs less than one good theft. The biggest risks to construction sites in San Jose. Let's talk about what you're actually up against. Nighttime trespassers, copper thieves, and curious neighbors. On most San Jose sites, the usual suspects are people looking for tools or metals to resell, folks seeking shelter who end up damaging things unintentionally, curious teens or neighbors cutting through the site as a shortcut. The more open and darker the site, the more foot traffic you'll have after hours. Vandalism, graffiti, and safety hazards left behind. Theft is bad. But vandalism sometimes creates real safety issues. Cut wires left exposed, removed covers or grates, damaged scaffolding or railings. You come in expecting just another workday, and instead your crew walks into a booby-trapped environment. How theft quietly blows up your project schedule. Even a small copper theft or missing tools can trigger shutdowns while you inspect and make things safe. Delays getting replacement materials approved and delivered. Rework if half-completed systems are damaged. That's the part owners don't always see. Security isn't just a line item, it's schedule insurance. Core elements of a strong construction site security plan. No two jobs are the same, but good construction site security usually shares the same backbone. Fencing, gates, and controlled access that actually get used. Basic, but huge. Solid perimeter fencing gates that lock and get locked every single night. Clearly marked entry points for crews and deliveries. If there are 10 ways to walk onto the site, no camera in the world will save you. Lighting and visibility, making your site less sneaky friendly. San Jose and neighboring cities have dealt with copper theft and dark streets, thanks to wire theft. Darkness is a thief's best friend. For your site, that means motion-activated lighting in known dead zones, bright lighting at access points, tool cribs, and containers, trimming or moving anything that creates hiding spots. Good lighting also helps cameras do their job, signage rules, and basic site protocols. Simple, boring stuff that actually works. No trespassing, and 24-hour surveillance signs instructions for deliveries after hours. A clearly documented lockup routine at end of shift. You want your team to know exactly who closes what and who's on the hook if it doesn't happen. Cameras, alarms, and remote monitoring on San Jose sites. Tech is awesome until it's just an expensive sticker on a job site trailer. Where cameras help most. and where they're just decoration. Cameras are most useful when they cover gate entries and vehicle paths, material laydown areas, tool storage and high-value equipment, blind spots behind structures or trailers. Industry guidance notes that cameras not only deter theft, but help reconstruct incidents and support safety culture when used correctly. Motion sensors, sirens, and real-time alerts. Add layers. Motion sensors tied to lights or audible alarms. Remote monitoring that pings a live operator or on-call supervisor. Integration with patrol services who can roll on an alert. The goal isn't just to record crime. It's to interrupt it. Balancing tech with OSHA and worker privacy concerns. You can't just point cameras anywhere and call it a day. OSHA doesn't have a single camera rule, but there are related standards and privacy concerns on active sites, especially near restrooms, break areas, and locker spaces. Bottom line, keep cameras focused on assets and access, not people changing or eating. Communicate clearly with crews about what's recorded and why, loop in your safety manager. So security and safety play nice together. Security guards versus random drive-bys, what really works? Not all security is created equal. On-site guards for active sites and high-risk phases. Full-time guards make sense when you've got high-value equipment staged for weeks, the site's in a high-traffic or high-crime corridor, you're in a critical schedule phase and can't risk shutdowns. A visible guard on-site can deter a lot just by existing, and they can actually respond to things in real time, vs. reviewing footage after the fact. Mobile patrols and overnight checks for San Jose projects. For many San Jose jobs, mobile patrols are the sweet spot. A security vehicle swings by multiple times overnight. Officers physically walk the site, not just cruise by the fence. Checklists, gates, locks, lighting, containers, fuel caps, etc. Activity is logged with time-stamped reports and photos. It's a lot harder for thieves to case your site when they never know exactly when a patrol is rolling through. When to combine guards, patrols, and cameras. The magic is usually in the mix. Cameras plus patrols for medium-risk jobs. On-site guard plus cameras for high-risk or urban infill jobs. Patrols only for smaller, low-value, or early-stage sites. Think of it like scaffolding. You adjust it as the project grows. Overnight patrols in San Jose, what they actually do for you. Sample patrol route, from perimeter fence to tool crib. A typical patrol might walk the perimeter fence, checking for cuts or gaps. Verify all gates and doors are locked. Look at containers, fuel tanks, and parked equipment. Check roof access, stair towers, and scaffold landings. Note any vehicles or people near the site that shouldn't be there. The idea is to make the site a moving target, not a static one. Lockup checks, lighting checks, and incident reports. Good patrols don't just look around. They document lights that are out or damaged. Flag unsecured ladders, open containers, or propped doors. Call out graffiti or signs someone tested your security. File a digital report with photos so your superintendent sees it first thing in the morning. Those little notes prevent death by a thousand small oversights. How schedule an overnight patrol consult fits into planning. Instead of slapping security on at the last minute, treat it like any other trade. During pre-con, walk the site plan and identify access points. Decide when in the schedule you'll need patrols, e.g., after rough-in when copper is on site. Get pricing options for patrol frequency, on-site guards, and camera monitoring. Build it into the budget before the owner asks, why wasn't this protected? Cost versus loss. Is construction site security in San Jose worth it? Short answer, usually yes. Longer answer, still yes, but let's unpack it. Realistic loss numbers for equipment and materials. We've already seen that nationwide, construction theft is measured in the hundreds of millions to over $1 billion annually. Even if your site never hits those headline numbers, a few smaller hits can easily pass what a patrol contract would have cost. Insurance deductibles, delays, and angry emails from the owner. Insurance isn't a magic undo button. Deductibles often eat the first chunk of loss. Claims can increase future premiums. Certain items or kinds of loss may not be fully covered. Plus, no carrier can give you back the lost time, the lost trust, or the awkward progress meetings. Framing security as a project line item, not an afterthought. The easy way to sell this internally. put security in the budget next to fencing, porta potties, and dumpsters. Compare cost of security versus cost of one decent theft. Talk about risk in terms owners understand. Days lost and change orders. When you present it logically, security stops looking like fluff and starts looking like cheap risk management. Choosing a construction site security partner in San Jose. Not all security companies are built the same. Some are basically just shirt and badge rental. Licenses, training, and local experience to look for. At minimum, look for proper California BSIS licensing for guards and the company experience with construction specifically, not just retail or events. Familiarity with San Jose and Santa Clara County crime patterns. Ability to integrate with your existing cameras or access control. Local experience matters. Someone who knows the area knows what thieves have been targeting lately. Questions to ask before you sign a contract. A few easy filters. How do your officers document each patrol? Do you provide photos or GPS-stamped reports? What's your average response time on an alarm or suspicious activity? How do you handle communication with our superintendent or PM? You're looking for clear, specific answers, not vague promises. Red flags. When a security company is really just a warm body vendor. Be cautious if they can't explain their training process. Reports are handwritten scraps or, worse, non-existent guards keep changing every few days with no handoff. They push a one-size-fits-all package without seeing your site. If they aren't curious about your project, they probably aren't going to protect it well. Working with GCs, subs, and crews on security rules. Even the best patrol can't outrun a crew that leaves everything wide open. Key control, tool checkout, and locking the basics. Some simple improvements. Limit who has keys to containers and equipment. Use checkout sheets or digital logs for high-value tools. Make lock it before you walk away a crew habit. A lot of theft is opportunistic. Don't hand them the opportunity. Getting foremen and superintendents to buy into the plan. Security works best when supers know the patrol schedule and what's being checked. Foremen are looped in on lockup routines. Everyone knows who to call when they notice something off. You're not trying to turn your crew into security guards, just into people who don't make the guards. Job impossible. Simple toolbox talks that reinforce security culture. Once in a while, spend 5 minutes on why locks and lighting matter, how to report suspicious activity, what to do if they show up early and see something weird on site. Short, simple, and to the point. No need for a 40-slide PowerPoint. Compliance, documentation, and helping your attorney sleep at night. Security isn't just about stopping the bad guys. It's also about showing you tried. Incident logs, post orders, and photo documentation. A professional security setup usually includes post orders, written instructions for guards, digital logs of each patrol or shift, photos of issues found and fixed. Those records are gold if something serious happens later. Helping with claims and police reports when something happens. If you do get hit, you want time-stamped footage, patrol logs showing last clear checks, witness statements from guards. That kind of documentation supports insurance claims and helps police actually do something with your report. How good security records reduce finger-pointing later. When security is fuzzy, blame is easy. Owner blames, GCGC blames subs. Subs blame whoever left it open last. When you have clear security documentation, at least the facts are on paper, even if the conversation is still uncomfortable. FAQs about construction site security San Jose. 1. Do I really need guards if I already have cameras? Cameras are great for evidence and deterrence, but they don't walk your fence line, lock a container, or tell someone to leave. On higher-risk sites, pairing cameras with patrols or on-site guards is way more effective than either one alone. 2. How much notice do you need to secure a new project? Most security companies can spin up basic patrols pretty quickly, but the best time to start is during pre-construction. That lets you design fencing, lighting, and patrol routes before there's anything expensive sitting out overnight. 3. Can one security plan cover multiple San Jose sites? Yes. If you've got several projects around San Jose, you can often build a portfolio plan, shared standards, plus site-specific tweaks. Patrol routes can be designed to hit multiple jobs in a single night. 4. What's the minimum coverage you'd recommend for a small infill project? At bare minimum, solid fencing, good lighting, a lockup routine. Periodic overnight patrols, especially after high-value deliveries. You don't have to go full fortress, but no plan at all usually ends up being the most expensive plan. 5. How do overnight patrols actually report issues in real time? Most modern services use mobile apps for patrol check-ins, photo and video attachments, instant alerts via text or email to your key contacts. If a patrol finds a cut fence or suspicious vehicle, you should know about it that night, not at Monday's progress meeting. 6. Can security really prevent copper theft, or just document it? Nothing is 100%, but strong lighting, secure storage, and unpredictable patrols make your site a much less attractive target. Given how big the copper theft problem has become in the South Bay, anything that moves your site down the easy target list is worth doing. Ready to lock down your site? Schedule an overnight patrol consult. If you're juggling budgets, timelines, and subs, the last thing you need is a 2 a.m. phone call about missing wire and a dark job site. A good construction site security plan isn't about scaring people or overspending. It's about making your site boring to thieves, keeping your crew safe and productive, protecting your schedule and your reputation. If you're staring at a new project or you've already had a close call, this is the perfect time to schedule an overnight patrol consult. Walk the site or the drawings, talk through your risks, and build a security plan that fits your project instead of some generic package. Pro tip, share this with your superintendent or project manager. Security works best when it's planned early, not added after the first problem shows up.